You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Some Madison kids are back at school today. That applies to students who are generally in new buildings or school environments, meaning kids in 4K, kindergarten, 6th grade, and 9th grade. The idea is to give students in new schools or buildings the chance to acclimate with a little less pressure and fewer students. Tomorrow is the first day for all students and teachers. And as they head back to school, experts say don't let your kids skip breakfast. Joanne Krulatz reports.
It's important kids start the new school year strong with good nutrition. UW Health Kids Pediatric Clinical Nutritionist Camilla Martin says breakfast remains the most important meal of the day, and studies show a good breakfast can lead to enhanced academic performance. Martin says oatmeal with nuts and frozen fruit, eggs with avocado and toast, and low-fat yogurt are all good breakfast ideas. Martin says 90% of all kids ages 4 to 18 don't meet recommendations for vegetable intake, while 75% don't meet guidelines for fruit intake. You can also find ways to involve kids in the meal-making process to encourage them to add fruits and vegetables in their meals.
And the guidelines have been updated for which students get free meals at school. These benchmarks get shifted a little each year. According to the Department of Public Instruction, kids who live in a household of four with a family income of under $42,000 a year qualify for free lunch, and students whose families are enrolled in food share automatically qualify. Children from households with income of about $59,000 or less qualify for reduced price meals at school. According to the latest numbers, 48% of students in the Madison Metropolitan School District qualify for reduced lunch or free lunch at school. If you feel like spending time out in nature, the DNR is asking for your help tracking wildlife. Here's Shelley Pittman.
If you spot a deer or a game bird, help the DNR track it. Paul Frater is wildlife data analyst at the DNR.
Data from both Operation Deer Watch and the Game Bird Survey are used to measure the reproductive capacity of this year's deer, turkey, rough grouse, and pheasant populations.
The data helps scientists measure the fawn-to-doe ratio for deer and the poults-to-hens ratio for game birds. Those are used in decisions around wildlife management. Operation Deer Watch runs through September 30th. Frater says there's a reason the survey's happening now.
Late summer is really an ideal time for counting both deer and game birds with their offspring because the young are still typically found really close to their mothers, but they are readily distinguishable from the adults. So, like I said, juveniles are still quite a bit smaller than adults. Fawn deer still have their spots, which makes it easy to tell them apart from the adults. These characteristics just help to provide a more accurate count of juveniles to adults.
Both surveys ask you to record wildlife from dawn to dusk. The Game Bird Survey asks where and when you saw a ruffed grouse, a ring-necked peasant, a wild turkey, or a gray partridge, and whether they were alone or in a brood. Operation Deer Watch asks for all the deer you've seen, whether they're does, bucks, or fawns. It'll also ask you whether the fawns are alone or with their doe. Frater says, take your time with that last question. While it can be hard to tell if you're driving, it's a crucial question. State biologists started collecting this data at least 60 years ago to get a handle on wildlife populations. But the surveys have been open to the public for about the last 15 years. You can submit your data with your smartphone using the Survey 123 app.
That's Shelley Pittman. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Murph gets ejected. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have the night off. Game two of their three-game series is tomorrow night at AmFam Field against the Phillies. The Brewers losing yesterday 10-8 to Philadelphia. Manager Pat Murphy ejected from the game after first base umpire Jim Wolf's controversial call on a Phillies batter that put him on base with a walk instead of a called strike three.
You know, umpires have a hard job. What I don't like is when they're definitive that they got it right, and then I see what I see after the game, and you can see the barrels out in front of his front leg. Tell me how the barrel can be in front of his front leg at any moment and it not be a swing.
An MRI for Brewers pitcher Shelby Miller, who says he felt something pop in his elbow. He exited the game in the eighth inning. NFL, Packers holding practice, and newly acquired Micah Parsons there wearing his number one jersey.
Just kind of like relentless when he's rushing. Crazy good first step, just good lateral movement. He's just like a freak athlete. Like I feel like personally we could do a lot of stuff with him.
That's Packers left tackle Rashid Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. New names join the cast of Star Wars Starfighter just before production begins. New cast includes Amy Adams and 14-year-old actor Flynn Gray. Star Wars Starfighter is a standalone film not connected to previous Star Wars movies, but according to The Hollywood Reporter, there is of course Star Wars timeline that must be followed, and the Starfighter takes place approximately 5 years after the events of 2019 Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. The film will be directed by Sean Levy and stars Ryan Gosling. The film is supposed to be released sometime in 2027. The Smashing Machine is a smash hit, according to Rotten Tomatoes, with a 93% critics rating. Dwayne Johnson takes a serious turn as UFC fighter Mark Kerr, which had its world premiere Monday at the Venice Film Festival. According to IndieWire, The Rock said that The Smashing Machine wouldn't have happened without his best friend, Emily Blunt. From the beginning, from the time we worked on Jungle Cruise, together she really encouraged and believed in me. The Smashing Machine opens in theaters October 3rd. The Labor Day box office was a little different than last week's, with Weapons reclaiming its number one spot after K-pop Demon Hunter took it over. Weapons with $12.8 million over the four-day holiday. So far, the horror film has earned $135 million domestically and $235 million globally. In second place, the 50th anniversary of Steven Spielberg's classic Jaws collected $9.9 million after Universal re-released it in about 3,000 theaters. Its domestic haul now stands at $283.6 million. Caught Stealing, a crime thriller from Darren Aronofsky that stars Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, came in third with $9.6 million over the holiday weekend. The weekend's new other release is Searchlight's satire, The Roses, an estimated $8 million. The Roses stars Benedict Cumberbatch, Kate McKinnon, Andy Samberg, and Olivia Colman. Are you looking for a TV show to hold you over until the NFL season? Well, here's a con pick. It's not quite The White Lotus, but it does have some similarities. I'm talking about the Peacock original, The Resort, with William Harper, Kristen Melody, and Nick Offerman. This show is about an anniversary trip that puts a marriage to the test when they find themselves in Yucatan's unsolved mysteries. I really enjoyed the series, and it only has one season with 8 episodes and a finale that'll make your jaw drop. The Resort has great critical praise with an 88% on Rotten Tomato and 7.3 on IMDb. Check it out on Peacock. It is football season starting on Thursday, so you know what that means. Finding the platform that has the game you would like to watch. Don't worry, Packer fans, we are on CBS at 3:25 on Sunday. But Thursday game, which is Dallas versus Philadelphia, is on Peacock and NBC. And Kansas City's matchup against Los Angeles on Friday will be available to stream on YouTube and NFL Plus. If you want to see where the rest of the games are, go to ESPN. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, chance of scattered thunderstorms late tonight. Our low 61 tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, and it will be quite a bit cooler tomorrow with a high right around 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.